This is Kim Sharp, and you're tuned into Community Checkup, a five-minute spotlight featuring programs and services in our community for children, youth, and families. I have a special guest today. Her name is Vicki Bryant, and she's one of the coordinators of a really exciting event that she's here to tell us all about. Welcome, Vicki.
Thank you.
So, Vicki, what's the event?
The event is Pastels on 5th. This is a sidewalk chalk art festival that features amazing artwork done right on the sidewalk on 5th Street in downtown Loveland. There's also live music, food, a children's art area, and it's a family-friendly event open to the public.
And when is this event going to take place?
It's always the second Saturday of September. So this year it's Saturday, September 13th from 10 a.m. to 5.
All right. And you said it always takes place on the second Saturday of September. So how long has this event been going on?
This is our fourth year and it grows every year. It's just been so much fun and people are so responsive to the event.
So tell us more about the sidewalk chalk art that is on display there, obviously. Who can participate in that?
Sure. You know, we have a huge variety of artists from some of Loveland and the surrounding areas, professional artists who are so amazing, to amateur artists. We have some phenomenal high school artists who participate also. We provide the pastels. They get a set of 24 colors, and the artwork is not at all what you would expect from a sidewalk chalk art festival.
Why do you do this event?
This event is a benefit for Alternatives to Violence, ATV. They're such an amazing organization. They're a local nonprofit. They provide safety services, education for and about victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and any other forms of abuse. They're currently working on creating a safe house in Loveland for survivors.
That's really important, and I'm familiar with Alternatives to Violence. I've actually had them on the show before, but it's really a good reminder for all of our listeners to remember that Alternatives to Violence is there as a resource. So how many artists do you have lined up for this benefit for ATV?
Currently, we have over 50. We typically have around 80 artists who participate.
So it sounds like you need some more artists.
We would love to have more artists, yes.
Okay, and do you need sponsors as well?
Sure. Sponsors buy a sidewalk square. They're basically sponsoring the artwork on that square. The sponsor's name appears at the top of the artwork. Artists then create whatever artwork they want. If a sponsor has their own artist to do the artwork, that's fantastic. If they don't, they just let us know that they want us to assign an artist, and we do that.
All right. Tell us again when this event will take place, where it will take place, and how people can get more information.
Sure. So Saturday, September 13th this year, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., it takes place on 5th Street in downtown Loveland between Lincoln and Cleveland. So we work in conjunction with the Loveland Museum Gallery.
The museum sits on that block, correct?
Yes, the museum is right on that block. In fact, we use them. We have a reception for the artist and sponsor at lunchtime, and it's in the Foot Gallery of the Loveland Museum. And they all head in there around between 11 and 2 for that. And to sign up for the event or find more information about the event, they can go to our website, which is www.pastelsonfifth.org, and fifth is 5th. We also have a Facebook page. And on our website, people will find information about the event, schedules. You can register as an artist, you can register as a sponsor, and you can also link to ATV's page if you want to find out more information about ATV.
All right. So while this is a month away, it's still definitely worth putting on the calendar, especially if you want to sign up as an artist or a sponsor. Thank you so much for being here and telling us about this really cool event.
Thanks so much for having us.
You bet. Programming on KRFC is supported by our members and by the University of Colorado Health. Information at 970-495-7500 or online at uchealth.org. Stay tuned for the next Community Checkup, which airs every Thursday at 5:55 p.m. I'm your host, Kim Sharp, and you're listening to KRFC Fort Collins.